listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Timing is everything. It's a wonderful time of the year, the time that the Almighty God gave us the greatest gift in the history of the world. And I'm here just to tell you about your precious Savior, Christ Jesus. Oh, I tell you, it's a wonderful day just to know the Lord. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing knowing the living God. He's so good. He loves us so very much. Just want to tell you that today. Just want to greet you today. You know, it's the Christmas season. It's just a time to really think about the Father's love and the price that He paid for all of us and the magnificent gift in and through His precious, wonderful Son, Christ Jesus. Well, look. This is Dr. Bob here. Always good to come to talk to you every Saturday morning. And if you have friends anywhere in the world now, they can pick this program up. If you get anything out of the program, it can be picked up anywhere in the world 24/7 by simply going to WCNO.com. On the left-hand side, when you scroll down, you'll see the word On Demand. You click on that, and it'll pop up. And my son Landon and I, we have probably 3 years or more teachings on there. Just click it on, and you can click it on, download it, podcast it, whatever, but you can pick us up anytime. So if the message helps you and you have a friend that needs help, then tell them about us. Tell them about Lifeline. We appreciate it very much. Well, look, you know, I find that we are just too familiar with the God that we know very little about. Like, do we really know Him? How much do we really know Him? I am really just thinking about Christmas. Now, this week, as I was going through my daily Bible reading, having nothing to do with this message whatsoever. Just, it really spoke to me. I'm just going through my routine daily Bible reading, and I'm in the book of Luke, chapter 3, verse 22. And I just realized how wonderful God. My message today is about faith. My message is faith you need for today. Faith you need right now. Faith you need to carry you in this troubled, broken, sin-sick world. And faith you need to carry you through your life. You may be going through multitudes of things. If you have family and children, I assure you, you know what it's like to struggle, to fight, to wrestle. It's always a battle. It's always something. So I want to talk to you about that kind of faith. But I got so encouraged this week. Now, this really didn't have anything to do with my message whatsoever, but just encouraged me so much, just thinking how good God is. And I thought, well, I'll just share that. Let me just read it to you now. Luke 3:22 says, "The Holy Ghost descended in a body, shaped like a dove, upon him," Jesus. Now remember, Jesus, Christmas story starts with Christ being born. And you'll hear that every day from now to Christmas, and it's the most magnificent story. But I want to get it down today to faith, the word really begins to affect us. The Christmas story really comes alive here. And the Holy Ghost sent in a body shaped like a dove upon him, on Christ Jesus, and a voice came from heaven. And this is what I want to talk about. A voice from heaven which said, "You are my beloved son, and thee I am well pleased." Now, this is the gift that God really gave us, His precious Son. This is the Father's gift to man. You know, in the book of Luke, we have from Isaiah, really, it says, "Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given." Every time you see the word child born, that's the Son of Mary. Every time you see the word in the Bible, Son of Man, that's the Son of Mary. That's the man. That's the boy. That's Jesus Christ, the man. But now we're looking at the Son given. He says, "Unto us a child is born." That's one thing. Now, "Unto us a son is given." Here now in Luke 3:22 is when God gives us, personally endorses, personally gives us his son, the Holy Ghost descended, in other words, in a body shaped like a dove. The Spirit of God came up on this young man, Jesus, when he came out of the water, upon the Son of Mary, upon the Son of Man. And a voice from heaven, the Almighty God himself spoke. The Almighty God gave him from heaven, which said, "You are my beloved Son." Think about that. "This is my Son I give you, and I am well pleased in you." This is the greatest gift ever given to mankind in the history of the world. Ever, ever, ever. This is God's gift. His own precious Son. This is really a big story. This is just, God gives his best here. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is my gift to the world. My gift to mankind. I'm telling you personally, Almighty God says, "I give you Jesus. I give you my Son. I give you the Savior of the world. I give you the way. I give you the truth. I give you the life. I personally come down and speak to you and tell you, this is my Son. And this is my gift to you. And this is God's gift to you today. And this is God's gift to you this season for Christmas." Now listen to this now. If you think this is not really a great story. And Jesus now, being full of the Holy Spirit, remember God filled him up, the Spirit came upon him like a dove, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested. Now, this is really quite a story here. When God introduced his son Jesus, he drove him, led him into the wilderness, and in one sense threw him in the ring with the devil. Now, this is really a big deal. Not only did God give him, God tested him. 40 days, 40 nights with the devil. Can you even imagine? Can you? I've had three visits with the devil. Most of them lasted minutes and one lasted hours. But I can tell you 40 days is not a person in the world can survive that. 40 days in the wilderness with the wild beast. He never ate. He never drank. Alone, cold, hungry with the devil for 40 days. This should be a movie, actually. This should be a book. This is the greatest message ever told. You probably never heard this preached before, but look, this is the first battle in 5,000 years between the devil and man. Really, this is the first match ever. You can take the Old Testament and start from the beginning up till this day. You'll never see the time that the devil confronted a man face to face and battled with him. You know why? There was not a man upon the earth that didn't have tainted blood in him. There wasn't a man upon the earth that was not born in the sin. There was not a man on the earth that wasn't born a sinner. There was no fight there. Everything was already corrupt. Everything. There was not one person that could stand against the devil until this Jesus Christ, the second Adam. 5,000 years. Now, Job was not a battle. Job never knew the devil was tearing down his will. He thought it was God. One of his last statements was, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away." Well, see, that wasn't true at all. So even though Job said it, even though it said about it wasn't true, God doesn't take away. God gave and the devil took away. And Job never knew the difference. But this is the first time that a man has had a face-off with the devil in 5,000 years. There's not one recorded story in the Bible when man faces the devil face to face and fights and beats him until this man, the second Adam. In the beginning, when God breathed into Adam, he put his own life, his own breath. Adam was perfect, born of God. He went against the devil, and the devil deceived him, and he lost. This is the second Adam. Now Jesus comes on the scene. First battle in the 5,000 years. This is a tremendous battle. 40 days, 40 nights. The devil tempted him, promised him everything, showed him the world. I'll give it all to Jesus. And Jesus beat him as a man. I mean, Jesus broke his power, took his authority away. I mean, see, Jesus was not born into sin. He bypassed the bloodline of Adam. He was born of the Virgin Mary. He was fathered by God's own Spirit, just like Adam was. He was perfect. He had never sinned. He didn't sin. He knew no sin. Now he's absolutely perfect, and he's able to challenge the devil. He's the first man from the beginning of time, from Adam, that's able to challenge the devil again. That's pure, that's perfect, that has God's spirit in him, and he's never sinned. And he beat the devil after 40 days, 40 nights. He beat him, and he came out of the woods full of power. God's man, broke the power of sin, broke the power of death, defeated the devil, and sent him on his way. This is the gift of man. This is God's precious gift. He gave his son and then put him in the ring with the devil for 40 days before it and tested him for us. Then listen to this. Luke 4:18, Jesus goes into the synagogue and they hand him the scriptures of Isaiah. And he begins to read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That would be us, the poor in spirit. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Are you brokenhearted out there today? He come to heal the brokenhearted today. To preach deliverance to the captive. Are you in bondage? Are you in struggles? Are you doing things you don't want to do? Are you in a situation you can't get out of? Are you struggling? Are you fighting? Are you beating against the wind? He come to set you free. And recovery of sight to the blind. He come to heal you, to make you perfectly whole. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Are you bruised out there today? Look. This man, Jesus Christ, is able. Think about this whole story. Again, God came down and introduced his precious son, Jesus, and gave us this marvelous gift, the Son of God. But before he let him loose, he tested him against his enemy, the devil, and Jesus beat the devil as a man in the wilderness. And now he comes and says, Father, God has sent me. The Father has sent me. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Lord is up on me. He sent me. He anointed me to preach to you. He anointed me to preach the gospel to you. He anointed me to heal your broken heart. He anointed me to set the captive free, to set you free. He anointed me to heal your body, sight to the blind. He anointed me to set you at liberty today. And if you're bruised, he sent me to bind you up and heal you today. God so loved the world. He gave us his precious, only begotten Son, who is the way, is God's way. Who is the truth, is God's truth. Who is the life, he's God's man to you. He's God's gift to you today. It's a wonderful, wonderful, and this is the real faith story. Now, this is one you can have faith in because Father God introduced him himself. This is my son. Father said he's my son. You can put your faith here today. Father said, he is my only begotten son. In him, I am well pleased. And then Father tested him for you against the devil, and he beat your enemy. He beat God's enemy. He beat your enemy. You understand that now? Oh, my. And then Jesus tells us why Father sent him to preach the gospel to you. You know why he sent him to preach the gospel to you? To turn you from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. That's what he told Paul in Acts 26:18. He said, Paul, turn men from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. That's what the gospel is. That's what Jesus came to do. To turn you from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to God. When he left this earth, he charged Paul and others to go do the same thing. I'm here today doing that same thing. To turn you from darkness to light. From the power of Satan to this almighty God in and through his precious son, Jesus. God loves you today, no doubt, no question. The gospel is being preached every day. Today, all the things that God sent Jesus to do is still being done by men and women today. The gospel is going out. The gospel is being preached. The gospel is being preached to you right this moment because he loves you. He loves you. He wants to heal up your broken heart. He does. He wants to set you free today. He wants to bring you into sonship. This is my beloved son, he said. He wants many sons. That's why he sent his precious son, Jesus, to save you. That's the real Christmas story. That's the real Christmas gift. Look, God loves you. Come out of darkness into light. Look, 5,000 years, no battle, waiting on this one man, the Christ, the Lamb of God, the Son of God. Then, you know, after that, Jesus went to the cross, and perfect cleansing blood that was capable of putting him in the presence of the devil to defeat the devil. That sinless man, that blood and that body was broken and given to wash your sins away and put you over into God's class just like he was. After Jesus washed you clean, you're a son of God. You're a daughter. Through his precious cleansing blood, you can be as him, like him, perfect, cleansed, no sin in you. God will wash your sins away. This is God's gift to absolutely turn you from darkness to light. You know, he told Peter, feed my lambs. Father wants to nurture you now, feed you now, protect you now, deliver you now. Oh, I tell you, he's a wonderful God. He has a wonderful gift. It's just salvation. It's the gospel that sets you free, that brings you into the kingdom. Oh, he's a good God. He loves you. Oh, he's a precious Father, precious Savior, paid such a price for you. You know, you can believe and trust this kind of God. I mean, I've proven these things out over the years. I'm telling you, I'm living what I'm preaching. I mean, I live it every day. I'm living what I'm preaching to you. I am living this victorious life. I'm living the faith life. Because my faith is in the one that just said, this is my beloved son. I'm well pleased in him. Hear him. He gave him to us. Tested him, tried him. And then Isaiah said, please God, please. This is an amazing statement. Isaiah said in 53:10, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He praised the Lord to bruise him, put him to grief, made his soul an offering for your sin. God took the very best he had, his own son, and then he was pleased to bruise him, to put him to grief, to make him a final offering for your sins. That's the greatest gift and the greatest story ever told. And God means it, and I'm here to testify. I've lived it. I am living it. It's all true. You can put your faith here today. You can trust this mighty God today. You can receive this precious gift today. The Lamb of God, the Son of God, real salvation. God loves you today and wants you to know it. Well, look, if you're out here today and you have a need, our phone number is 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8099. Look, if you know you're not right with God today, but you'd like to get right, believe it or not, you give us a call here and I'll walk you right into the presence of God. Father, God has an investment in you and he wants you free. He wants you healed. He wants you blessed. He wants you saved. He wants you out of the power of darkness into the kingdom of God, into the light. You're his son. You're his daughter. Come on home today. Give us a call now. Be more than glad to work with you, pray with you, anything we can do to help you. Phone number 221-1100. Out of town. 888-221-8999. And look, if you have children out there that are bound up in drugs, alcohol, messed up lives, I know a place you can take them on Tuesday night to get deliverance, to get help, to get healed, a good team. I'll be glad to help you out. You email me now. At the end of the program, I'll give you my email address. You email me, and I'll be more than glad to make arrangements to get you there for help. I mean, you can really be set free. You can be healed. You can be blessed. You can receive the absolute and anointed presence of God. Just try lifeline@gmail.com. That's easy. Give me an email or give me a call. Thank you. God bless you today. Just listen. Trust Jesus today with everything that's within you. Have faith in him. I mean, really, I'm trying to tell you, I have tested, I have tried, I will testify to you today. You can trust him. You can put your faith here in this wonderful, wonderful God who loves you more than you can ever imagine. Maybe you don't feel love. Maybe you've never been properly loved. Well, I want you to know out here today, there's one that loves you. There's one that cares about you. There's one that absolutely looks over your life, even though you don't know it. He does. And he knows everything there is. He knows every hurt that you have. He knows this world is tough. He suffered. He bled 40 days, 40 nights, tempted above all men. So believe it or not, Jesus understands temptation. There's no doubt. There's no question. He understands sin. He beat it. He beat the maximum the devil could throw at him. He beat him as a man. As a man, he beat him. And now he's here for you. So give him a call. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Wash my sins away. I receive you. Father, I receive your precious gift today. Your precious, wonderful son, Christ Jesus. And I thank you for him. I do, Father. I thank you for Jesus. I'm glad you love me so much. I thank you. I receive the greatest gift ever given to man today, Father. Your precious son. I hear what you said. This is my beloved son, whom I'm well pleased. And I see you giving to us. And I trust you. And I believe you for this. So I receive him today with great thanksgiving. And I come and thank you for him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, we seem to have very little real for active faith in our wonderful, magnificent God and Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Comforter, our Friend. Look, we need real faith today. We do. We do. We really need faith, faith that really will carry us through life. Jesus said, all power, that's a lot of power, in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Well, that's big. All power in heaven, I have, Jesus said. All power on earth, I have, Jesus said. That's a lot of power. Now Jesus has given to us that power. He's powered us. He has all power there is. How do we get our hands on that power, his power for living today? Simply by faith. Simply by believing everything that he says. That's right. It's just that simple. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You just have to believe him. Luke 19:10. Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's what Father sent him to do. He said, this is my beloved Son. And then he sent him to get you. Bring you into the kingdom. Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. He first saves you and then he empowers you. That's Luke 19:10. Now we're going to flip them over and go to Luke 10:19. Says this. Behold, I give unto you power. Now see, he gives all that power to us. I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Those, I give you power over everything that would get in front of you, everything that would try to harm you, everything that's in your way, I give you power over it. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Oh, boy, listen to that promise. Listen to that. And he has it. He took it from me in the wilderness, 40 days, 40 nights. He takes that power. And I said, I give you power over all the power of him. He can be beat. He can be beat in your life. Nothing shall by any means hurt you, he says. That is a great promise from our gift today, the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have faith to believe him now. Let's go through this again. Luke 19:10, the Son of Man, Christ Jesus, come to seek you out and to save you, is what he says. That's what he said. I come to seek you and save that which is lost. He first seeks you out, and then he empowers you. Now, reverse the scriptures, Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. I give you power over everything that gets in your way. You hear that? Everything that gets in your way, I give you power over. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. You must have faith to believe him. Wow. He says, I will take care of you. Look, now, God responds to faith. God responds to your faith. Just that simple. Just that simple. He responds to what you believe. That's true. That's true. He responds to what you can believe for. If you can believe me today, and I'm living what I'm telling you today, not only do I know it from the Word of God, I live it and have lived it. I have proven out everything I've told you. There's no doubt, there's no question. I really mean it. I'm here to testify today of the Son of God. I'm here to testify today that God came down and spoke very clear to us and said, look, he spoke to all, he spoke to the world. He spoke to you. God's already spoken to you. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then he gave me the rest and said, hear him. Well, see, that's where faith comes from. I believe what God said. I hear him. And that's my faith. I mean, really, I've read every faith. I'm one of these guys. I went through the old faith movement. I've absolutely read everything ever written by Kenneth Hagin, all the great faith teachers. I've read all the great faith books. Nothing compares to this. God himself said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. Boy, I'm telling you, I get more faith out of these four scriptures than I could every faith book I've ever read. I went through that faith movement. I'm like the little old woman said, I have prayed those holy scriptures till I am sick of it because I have been through the faith movement all my life. Now, here's the faith that you really need. Faith in what God says. This is my Son. Father, this all spoke to us. I give him to you. Tested, tried, proven. Then he tells us why he sent him. For you to preach the gospel to you. To turn you from darkness to light. Oh, my God, it's good. You know, the man of the world says, you know, if I see him, I'll believe him. But the man of faith says, if I believe him, I'll see it. If I see it, I'll believe it. The man of faith says, if I believe it, I'll see it. That's where I am. I want you to be there too. I want to get you there, okay? God responds to your faith. Matthew 21, 22. Jesus said, all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. That's a great promise. Jesus made that statement. Jesus has to stand on what he says. You know, he's responsible for that. He's the one who made the statement. And I assure you, he'll do his part. Here, listen again. Jesus said, and all things whatsoever you shall ask, believing, that's you. That's where you need faith. You shall receive. Come on, my friend. Can you believe for it today? Can you believe for more today? Everything, Jesus said, all things whatsoever you desire when you pray, if you believe it, you'll receive it. That's pretty simple. That's a powerful statement. Now, what can you believe for? Look, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. You have to be rooted and grounded in this word. Jesus said, my word is spirit. My word is life. Where do you get spirit? From the word of God. Where do you get the life of God? From the word, from what he says. His life is in his words. His spirit is in his words. If that weren't enough, the Holy Ghost could come upon you and empower you. But you know, the Holy Ghost has to work with what you have to work with. If you don't have the spirit and life of God in you, you don't give him much to work with. That's very true. That's very true. And it's hard to struggle to have faith. But if you do not give him, if you do not invest in him and put down deep in you spirit and life, then the Holy Spirit has very little to work with. How can he direct you? You have no, he has nothing to work with. Really. But if you're filled with his word and filled with his spirit, he can direct your path. Go here, go there, do this, do that. You can hear his voice. You understand that now? That's really big. It really is. He'll work with what you give him. Remember, faith is from hearing. Hearing by the word of God, all right? What's faith? Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is substance, and substance gives us something to work with. Look, here's the whole bottom line of faith. Try to get this today, would you? Faith is what you hold on to until when you pray. Faith is what you hold on to until the thing that you are praying for comes into your hand. Really, that's what it is. You have a son out there, a daughter out there that you're praying for. You hold on to that faith in God until they come into your hand. Faith is what you hold on to until what you're praying for comes right into your hand. That's really faith in the Almighty God. Look, we need help out there in the ministry today. You're doing a very poor job. We're just not getting help, but we need it. So please help us out here. You don't have to, we're not asking for much. Whatever you spare, just enough to pay our bill. We don't take anything out of the ministry. Don't want to. Just want to pay the bill. That's all. And our address is Lifeline, 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. That's pretty easy. Lifeline, box, 1603 Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time real clear. Lifeline, box, 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Send us a check today. And if I can do anything for you whatsoever, email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. That's trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Anything I can help you with, tell me you don't like the program, tell me you do. If you have anything I can pray with you, if you want to get some help on Tuesday night, contact me at trylifeline@gmail.com. 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 Listen, have a great Christmas. Have faith. Have faith in the gift of God, his precious, wonderful Son, Jesus. You may have a real messed up Christmas time right now. Maybe things aren't good. Trust the Lord Jesus. Just trust him. Put your faith in him. He loves you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas from WCNO. We wish you a Merry Christmas from this program. We thank you today. And we bless you today. God bless you. Have a great week. Have a great life. Have a great Christmas. See you again next week. The Lord bless you. The Lord be with you. God bless you now.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.